The American composer Virgil Thompson died in 1989 at the age of 93. Thompson's biographer, Anthony Tomasini, who was also a pianist, hopes to rescue a neglected side of Thompson's output, his songs. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of the new recording, mostly about love.
Those of us who love the music of Virgil Thompson have been waiting eagerly for Anthony Tomasini to complete his Thompson biography. In the meanwhile, Tomasini has been doing his subject what might be an even greater service, performing and recording his lesser-known works. His new disc, called Virgil Thompson, Mostly About Love, is a glorious anthology of vocal works written between Thompson's first musical setting of Gertrude Stein in 1926 and his unsettling setting of Frank O'Hara in 1972. Two of these songs, both in French, were never published. Many of them have never been recorded. Here's Thompson's very first Stein setting, Susie Asato. The heroine of the song is a sweetie, a treasure, who serves sweet tea on a tray, sure. Tomasini has gathered some wonderful singers to accompany. That was soprano Nancy Armstrong, whose crystalline voice, impeccable diction, and emotional generosity also sustained the album's major new discovery, the extended Funeral Oration for Henriette Marie of France, Queen of Great Britain, a tribute to the late wife of King Charles I. Armstrong is infinitely touching in the title sequence, Mostly About Love, four poems by Kenneth Koch, a poet who, Thompson once said, writes just like Gertrude Stein, except he makes sense.
If I am to be preserved from heartache and shyness by Saint Catherine of Siena, I am praying to her that she will hear my prayer.
Sanford Sylvan, who has arguably the most beautiful baritone voice before the public today, sings in two selections. Here he introduces Capital Capitals, an off-the-wall 17-minute cantata that Thompson wrote in 1927, also to a tricky, pun-filled Gertrude Stein text.
Capital E-B, capital E-C, it would appear that capital is adapted to this and that. Capitals are capitals here, capital very good, capital place where those go when they go. Capital he has capital. We have often been interested in the use of the word capital. A state has a capital, a country has a capital, an island has a capital, a mainland has a capital. A portion of France has four capitals, and each one of them is necessarily on a river or a mountain. We were mistaken about one of them. This is to be distressing. We now return to ourselves and tell how nearly the world is populated. First a capital, excitement, sisters, first capital. When we were on an island, it was said that there was a capital there, and also that there was a capital on the mainland. Did he and his wife and his sister expect to eat little birds least of all? All the capitals that begin with...
The other singers on the album are tenors Paul Kirby and Frank Kelly, bass David Ripley, and Donna Fortunato, a dazzling mezzo-soprano who's especially admired for her handle. Here she's both inwardly devotional in prayers and praises and exuberantly uninhibited in some Shakespeare songs that sound unapologetically American.
Sing no more, dear peace, sing no more of ducks, so dull and heavy. The fraud of man was ever so, since summer first was leaving. But let them go and be blithe and funny. Unfriendly moon, your sounds of blow into hay, nanny, nanny, hay, nanny, nanny, hay, nanny, nanny. Unfriendly moon, your sounds of blow into hay.
What variety! Thompson's religious songs veer from almost naivete to high solemnity. And he's just as convincing in the manicured refinement of the Marquis de Sade's report of St. Jerome observing Scotsmen feasting on breast of maiden and tasty young shepherd buttocks. The revolutionary naturalness with which Thompson sets even the most nonsensical texts hides his central paradox. The more knowing, the more teasing he gets, the more wide-eyed and innocent he remains. He's a treasure on whose tray sure he serves up some mighty sweet tea.
Sweet, 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 sweet tea.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Virgil Thompson, mostly about love, on the Northeastern label. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.